Learning Spanish. Copyright of HarperCollins Publishers, 2008. Introduction. Easy Learning Spanish is a course specifically devised to help you to ask for the things you're most likely to need when visiting Spain, and to give you the skills to cope with situations you might find yourself in. This course is different from other courses in that you'll also learn to understand the likely replies to your questions. You'll hear key words and phrases used in dialogues between native speakers, so you'll learn not only how to say them, but how they're used in conversation. To help you remember what you learn, the course makes use of all the latest techniques in memory building, backed up by regular revision. Unlike some other courses, Easy Learning Spanish isn't just a collection of useful phrases to learn by rote. It allows you to practice them, gives you listening tips to help you to recognize what you hear, and tells you what to say when you don't understand and need help. There are 12 units, each divided into two parts. In the first part, the basics, you're given just a handful of key words or phrases to learn. We'll suggest connections and references to help you remember them. You can listen to them and repeat them as many times as you like. When you hear this sound, it will be followed by a gap for you to say the word or phrase. Next, you hear these words and phrases in short conversations, and then you're given the chance to say them yourself. By learning just a few new words or phrases at a time, you can quickly build up a store of essential language that you can draw on when you need it. If you already know some of the language in the basics, you can carry straight on to the second part of the unit, taking it further. Otherwise, you can come back to this part later. Taking it further is optional and provides more listening and speaking practice. You'll hear the new language in one or more longer conversations, with further explanations and cultural tips. First, you hear each conversation straight through. Then you hear it again line by line with explanations of new words and phrases. After that, you listen to the whole conversation again before going on to take the part of one of the speakers. This step-by-step approach is designed to build up your confidence in understanding and speaking. Revision of the key words and phrases is built into the course, so you don't have to keep going back if you've forgotten something. There's a quick review before the second part of each unit. Then, a revision section called Una vez más, once again, gives you the chance to revise the key words and phrases from the four units and to practice the main dialogues again. If you've forgotten something, you can always go back and repeat the appropriate track. The accompanying booklet contains the key phrases and dialogues for each unit, with translations for easy reference. It also gives learning tips and simple explanations of how Spanish works. The optimum learning time for new material has been found to be about 8 to 10 minutes, although you can manage longer sessions if some of the material is already familiar to you. In each unit, the basics is about 6 to 8 minutes long, so if the material is new to you, take a break before going on to taking it further. This lasts about 8 to 10 minutes. Don't try to tackle too much at a time, and remember to take frequent breaks. Unit 1. Hello.
Hola.
The basics. Key phrases. The first things you'll need to be able to say in any language are hello, good morning, and good afternoon. You'll also want to say good night or goodbye. Your key words and phrases for this unit are
hola,
which means hello,
buenos días,
good morning,
buenas tardes,
good afternoon or good evening,
buenas noches,
good evening and good night, and
adiós,
goodbye. Hola. Hello is very often followed by buenos días, buenas tardes, or buenas noches.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?